Oh, me? What am I doing? I'm calling this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. My name? You know it. You don't love it. In fact, you hate it, probably. It's Tristan Miller, the saucy sleuth.
I am Melissa Maley, the spy.
I'm Tyler Riley, Captain ACAB.
We simply love it.
It's always a surprise what Tristan's going to do at the beginning of the episode. No one knows.
Always.
You know, I love to have fun. It's fun to have fun, they say. And by they, I mean me. So you can go to patreon.com/ADC pod, get early access to these things, help us out. You know, times are tough, we know, but times are tough for everybody, including us. So chuck us some money.
I would venture to say that there are probably people who think that we have it the hardest.
Are those people me?
I'm not saying who, I'm just saying.
I'd also like to say we have a YouTube channel now, so you can watch clips there, and I hope the podcast got uploaded there. I'm doing some more finagling with it, but you'll be able to listen to it as well on youtube.com as well as wherever you're listening to this now, if you want to.
Yes, because I'm doing that now and you should as well.
I was just listening to the episode that released this week. Whatever, right before, man. We got on our meeting.
How'd you feel about it? Do you have notes?
My note was that I was sick.
That's again. True.
Yeah, and I sounded like it. Wasn't fooling anybody.
Hello.
Right now, there's snake talk, coffee, and Christ, and I'm terrified of whatever that means. And then Janet Varney. So yeah. Some fun steps up there.
Oh. And then I'm going to upload the episodes with Travis and Clint McElroy. Mm-hmm. Up there as well, so you can watch them as well as listen to them. Just trying to do a better job of being more places now that Twitter is down. We're trying to find alternate places to let you know.
Down as in like thumbs down.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Twitter is the only place that we should exist.
Oh, well,
it just seems like the perfect place to spread our message.
Tyler, in that case, you can manage the account. I've been doing it for 8 years. I think you can.
Oh, are you trying to make an example out of me?
You do this to me?
Yes, I must.
We can't elongate this any further.
We really can't.
I'm surprised that none of the scandals have been called Elon Gate.
Wow.
I think we're waiting for like the one.
Yeah,
like the one hasn't happened yet.
No, it's all just kind of like little mini scandals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if you thought the Vince McMahon stuff was bad, like the Elon Musk stuff, I feel is going to be worse.
There's new Vince McMahon stuff, is that right?
Oh, yeah, we do not have the time and the means to dive into that conversation.
If you want to listen to our wrestling podcast, sorry because it doesn't exist, but Tyler and I are going to talk about this later.
Here's the thing, you two should go do that. I think, God bless, go for it, you know. Tyler sat through us doing Star Trek one time, you know, a little. We did that one wrestling mystery.
Yeah, that was my woman in white, where y'all just listened to me ramble for 2 hours.
It was fun, though. I never watched any wrestling up until that point. It was quite entertaining. Yeah. Anyway, you know, go support us monetarily or by following us, please and thank you. With that out of the way, what are we watching today, folks?
We are watching Only Murders in the Building, season 2. We're still on season 2. No spoilers for season 3 or 2, actually. Please, episode 4, which was called something that I didn't write down.
Oh, it was really clever as well. No, no. What was it called? It was something quite clever. The title of the episode.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to write those down.
Look it up. Start talking and I'll look it up.
Okay,
like,
great.
Do they end up being like clues or whatever? Like, are the titles, like, yes, titles are important to things, but like, are they terribly important to?
Here's Looking at like You is what it's called.
Oh, okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. Oh, mm-hmm. It makes sense. They're usually just
how is here spelled?
Like the way you would expect.
Oh, okay.
Like, here's looking at you, kid. Here's mud in your eye.
I thought, like, maybe because of what we learn, like, people are hearing.
Yeah, or like hearing things, yeah.
But it's more more of the visual, I think, in this case. Because there's some peeping
there is some
going on.
Yeah.
So we start off this episode in a way that made me deeply, deeply uncomfortable.
Okay.
Was it because you forgot singing with the child?
What?
Oh. I said, is it because you forgot your Hulu password and that made you mad?
No, the child singing.
Yeah, yeah, Steve.
And they're singing this. At the time, I was just like, oh gosh, like, we're going to get to record and I'm going to be the only asshole who doesn't know this song. I hate it, and they're probably going to love it, and it's going to be a whole thing. But it's not a real song, so crisis avoided.
I mean, it's a real song. It was just written for the TV show. It is good. Do not be a hater.
Oh, choices were made.
You know, here's the thing. I love the late, great Jimmy Buffett, and you can't take that from me. And it was in a very similar vein. I love Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. I love novelty songs. I love bad music.
I don't mind a werewolf bar mitzvah. My issue is the song.
Spooky scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which just sounded like she was mispronouncing peanut butter, which is not that hard to say.
Come on, maybe kids, get your enunciation on point.
Some of us didn't go old to enough, drama I'm just school. Saying.
Some of us were just drama at school. I know.
Can I tell you? Here's the thing. To your point, Tyler, I didn't realize she was trying to say peanut butter.
Oh, I don't think she was either. I just think that it was a bad choice in terms of lyrics.
Oh, okay. Well, because she was going like flip flop or whatever, because it was flip flops.
Angels
was like,
and Flip Flops is the name of the song.
Yeah.
I love the
visual.
Tristan just made a flippy floppy with their hands. And
did you know, they're called jandals in New Zealand?
Sorry, what?
Jandals, like sandals with a J.
Like, are they made out of jeans? Like, what?
No,
is...
not like jorts. No, but I like that. Is it not? I don't know why they call them jandals, but yeah, they're called thongs in Australia.
That I did know.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Which made like I wonder like their take on Cisco.
The thong song.
Oh yeah, that's normal. We love a beachy sandal. It's all good. Nothing wrong with it.
I would love to hear that song play with a video of people wearing flip-flops.
Please forward, you know what they call? Australians react to the thong song YouTube videos to our Facebook.
Yes, we do want to see that. I think.
They call a Speedo budgie smugglers, which is very funny.
That just sounds offensive.
And it's very... visceral, I think.
Yeah, it is.
There's these Charles and Lucy are singing in the kitchen while making an omelet. It's cute.
Yeah,
know her, right?
Yes, so, from season one.
In our previously on package, we got flashbacks to moments in season one where Charles was talking about the daughter of an ex who he became very close with, the daughter called Lucy. And basically, the backstory is that the mom, when they broke up, was like cutting off all contact with Charles. And so he didn't think that he could reach out to Lucy. But at a point later in the last season, he did reach out to her and she responded.
Mm-hmm. So we've never met her last episodes.
Yeah. So we have never met her before.
We've never met her before. That is correct.
Yes. But he used to make omelets for her every morning.
Omelette du fromage. Remember that from Dexter's Lab?
I do.
I don't. But I know I missed out on that one. But yes. So that is
what do you like in
where we know her from? Definitely cheese. I need cheese. I like some veggies of various kinds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tyler?
And me, knowing what an omelet is, says egg? Just kidding. I'm like not big on omelets, but like just like cheese, I guess, like a cheddar. Like if you put American really in anything and put it on a plate in front of me, it will end up on you.
Oh, okay. No
American is not a cheese. Okay. It is just plastic that
it's a set of ideals.
Yes.
I love mushroom, pepper, thick bacon, back bacon. In an omelet.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway, she's there, and it's a flashback, and then don't we get to presumably the same young woman doing like a tour phone front facing video?
Yes.
Of like, yes. It's crazy to be back when you were to a place that you haven't been in a while, and then we get to the credits.
We do see that they've been texting a bunch back and forth. We have a little a little montage of texting conversations that they've had over the past couple, I don't know, however long, weeks maybe. And then she at one point mentions that her mom, Charles's ex, is getting married. And she says, oh, he says, you know, that's great. And she says, bet. And he has no idea what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
I still think he should have sent how much.
Yeah, he types up bet how much. Very funny. Very good.
It is.
He does not send it though.
No, unfortunately.
So then we get to he is going to the set of the new Brazos show that they're just starting to film. He's wearing
which is shot in Astoria Park.
In Astoria Park.
And can I tell you? I think I was there on the day they were filming it.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah. I was looking around. I'm like, this specifically looks familiar to me.
Yeah, that is where I run. Yeah, I run there all the time. So I'm like, I knew exactly where he was standing. I could go there right now and be like, this is the spot. But he gives a little speech to everyone saying how excited he is to be back. And they're kind of like, all right, move it along, old man. They don't say that, but that's the vibe.
Yeah.
And the studio, he gets new script pages and they're giving putting his character in a wheelchair and giving him a little touch of dementia so that he basically so that if he gets convicted of a murder, they can write him out of the show more easily.
So, you know, the actor in me would be hurt, but the business person in me would be impressed.
Yeah. I mean, fair point. It's pretty. But yes, he is, of course, upset.
He storms off to his trailer and then Lucy is there waiting for him. And then we get the credits. Right.
We do indeed. So. After credits, we get to Oliver is helping his son direct a school play, or it seems like he has offered, but he's not actually doing any helping. Right. So they're on the phone and Oliver's in the Arconia about to get on the elevator. And he's like, you know, you'll be fine. You'll figure it out. Just. And he says.
Put a fat because it's the Wizard of Oz. He's like, put a fat kid in the lion suit, everyone will love it.
I didn't love that. But
oh boy.
But yes, so he gets to the elevator and he says, can you please hold the door? Mm. And it is Teddy Demas, Nathan Lane.
Being real Nathan Lame, am I right, y'all?
Yes. Listen, I think, Tyler, you should stay in your own Nathan Lane around this one.
There was no occupancy there, sir. That is a taken man.
Just speaking of Nathan Lane, there's this clip going around online of him absolutely slamming Harvey Weinstein at an Oscars, and everyone's like, oh wow, so everyone just knew. And then someone retweeted it with like, yeah, no, also Harvey Weinstein threw him against a wall after he made a joke about Rudy Giuliani at some like benefit and said, don't you say something like that to me about Giuliani, and mm-hmm. shot back with, I don't have a film career, you can't hurt me. Which is really funny and good.
Wow. Yeah.
So big ups to Nathan Lane.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Good for him. Yeah. So Oliver says, so how was prison?
Very funny.
And we find out also that Theo is out. Okay, I have a question. Mm. How long has it been? What were their sentences? Because they were not in prison for very long.
Well, they just got arrested. They got, you know, you get detained, then mm-hmm. you get convicted, and then you have a court date set. And yeah. in the between, if you're out on bail, you can just go home.
Yeah. You get detained. He mentioned that he was awaiting trial. Yeah. Like, if you make bail, okay. that you can, yeah. yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. He said specifically prison and not jail. So
mm-hmm. that people complete that, off. Though. That's fair. That's,
I know. Yeah.
But you're right. That would be confusing if used properly, which it yeah. was.
No, yeah, because how is jail doesn't sound as funny as how is prison.
That's true. It does not sound as funny. I'm just, I listen
is
to.
Is it the stop plosive that makes it funnier?
Yeah, I think it is.
And it's, I think also the elongation you can have for prison rather than how is jail.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you'd have to deliver it to probably something like how is jail. Like that, yeah. rather than how's prison, you know.
Right, it does. It works better. I'm just so used to, I've gained some knowledge from listening sure. to as many true crime podcasts as I listen to.
Absolutely. Like,
that doesn't make any sense.
100%. I'm with you, though, Melissa. I agree. Okay. I was a little confused as well, to be honest.
Good. Okay, they're awaiting trial. That makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that he's been working on mindfulness. And so that he is controlling all the things that he actually wants to do to Oliver, which is, what does he say? Like
strangle. His
neck, strangle. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It gets very graphic. So he's like, well, that's great. So he gets off the elevator and then he says, see you around. And Nathan Lane, Teddy stops and is like, oh, you absolutely will, because I am going to fuck you, and gives a whole giant speech on how badly he is going to be fucked by him.
How hard.
And you know, won't know when. And he goes, and you're going to be putting your little mitts in one of my dips that you love so much, and you won't realize that you're choking on a big ball of fuck. It's a. Yep. It yeah,
and I just
really
didn't
made
know
laugh.
If it was like a colloquialism or like, because I didn't watch all of season one. So like, is mm-hmm. there a sexual nature to their relationship?
No.
Okay.
No. He means like murder. He doesn't mean like.
No, but then just
humping.
Say that.
Maybe not no, murder.
It's but getting yeah. screwed by. Yeah. Being yeah. something bad happening.
Destroy
know,
his
maybe.
Life. Ruin
mm-hmm.
him.
Ruin him.
Yeah. So that was very upsetting for Oliver. And
but very funny to watch for us.
Yes, it was. And then we get to Charles's apartment where Lucy and Charles are chatting. And
which I was confused by, because like, I know it doesn't matter to the story, but like, he was just on set. Did he have to rap? and then come home and be like, hey, Lucy, just stay here. I have to go work for 8 hours and shoot two scenes and then come back. I don't know. Anyway.
No, not one take, Charles.
True, true.
Yeah. That was a bit confusing, but I would imagine that everything worked out okay. Otherwise, we'd hear about it on set. So no information is fine, neutral information. So they're chatting away and he asks about the wedding when it's happening. And it was 2 weeks ago. And she seems to be like displeased about mm-hmm. this man that her yeah. mother married is the vibe that I am getting.
And we don't know him, right?
We do no. not know him. Okay. We don't know her mom.
I'm sorry either. To this man. I do not know him.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't really know her mom either. She's just an ex of Charles.
Yeah.
So it seems like Charles was more broken up about losing Lucy than his girlfriend from that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's understandable, specifically if you've like been close or been married or been close to being married, but you've never had a kid before. That would be the more upsetting thing.
Yeah, because it's not his kid, so he has no right, you know, legal rights to see her.
Yeah.
But he got very close with her, so that's, you know, a lot. So,
Tyler is remaining silent.
I mean, some will call that lucky, some will call it heartbreaking. It's really just a grab bag of emotions.
But Mabel and Oliver barge in, just with not a care in the world. They start ranting about their stuff and don't even notice Lucy at first. And then, you know, they do finally register her and it's like, oh my gosh, this is Lucy. That's so exciting. And Charles pulls them both aside and says to Mabel, I have no idea what she's saying. She was, you know, it's been so many years. I don't know what she's talking about anymore. You're young. Can you talk to her?
There's a really fun moment with they all scoot to the other room. And when Charles is saying this, she's like, can you please talk to her? She goes, why? Because I'm a girl. It's like, no, because you're young. And the little shrug and smile that Selena Gomez gives is very funny. She's doing some really solid acting in this episode, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
You say that every episode that we've covered.
Yeah, I love her. I love what she's doing. I think she's particularly this season more engaged in a way that she wasn't in the previous. I think she's doing a lot better. You know, you want to talk about nuts and bolts of acting. She's like listening and present in scenes more, which is nice to see. Because even when you're not, when they're like in wides, she's still like interacting with stuff, you know, going on. Anyhow. So Mabel goes to talk to Lucy while Oliver and Charles go in the other room, and they do this very fun, like, link arms, hold hands, walk out of the room. Very funny, broad bit, which I adored. And then Mabel tries to talk to Lucy and also has no idea what the hell she's saying, because she's because Lucy's a Gen Zer. And Selena Gomez, I guess Mabel is a millennial, and there's still like a disconnect there. And she's like, talking to her about TikTok, and she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so then they come back in with the record that apparently Charles made, which is the song from earlier, is from that. And he plays it. And this is a point towards me, both. This is a point towards both me being Oliver and Charles, because this sounds exactly like some shit I'd make, some Jimmy Buffett ass record. But also Oliver says, you know, I love terrible music. Why didn't I know about this? And I'm like, that's also. But apparently it's often sampled by rappers.
That's fair.
Which definitely felt like a white writer thing, the people that they listed.
Yes, absolutely.
Post I was like, Malone. Okay, nobody knows anything. They're just they Googled real quick and
oh,
fair yeah, point. 100%.
Okay, yeah,
absolutely. But there's a really lovely moment with Martin and Steve, and Oliver goes, well, how much do you make a year off of this? He goes, oh, probably 200K a year. And then like Oliver starts to go, oh, he goes, you'll be fine. Here's the refrain. And it's like really funny to see. It's like, you can tell that it's just one of those in this series of sequences, you can tell that Steve and Martin are like really good friends. And that's really lovely to see on camera.
I do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter. That's the part that they sample is the peanut butter.
So they start to make an omelet. So Charles is basically trying to relive the opening moment. And Lucy pulls a knife out of the knife block. And she says, this is wild. Do you guys clean your knives? And it is covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
It is covered in blood.
Yeah. Like,
but why so wild, do you think?
Oh, just like seeing a knife covered in blood and like asking like if you wash your knives is like
what? Like, yeah, clearly not.
This seems to be caked with blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Do a better job, get a dishwasher. Like, you can't just like leave these things like lying about.
Yeah, it's not like it's covered in food.
Yeah. Well, now hold on. Blood is food.
Yeah.
Blood is food.
Things that got real wild with the beef.
I stand corrected. It could
the beef, blood pudding, sausage, blood sausage.
That's sure. Blood soup.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a
blood
thing?
It is a thing.
Okay. Blood soup?
Duck blood soup, yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Okay. That's I don't know. I think that might be the line for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I think it's a line for a lot of people. I mean, I think there's a lot of religious texts as well that are like, hey, don't do this one. Seems bad.
Maybe. Charles says to Lucy, like, okay, you've got to get out of here. And he hands her overnight bag. Basically, he's been feeling nervous about her being around anyway because he doesn't know what to do. It's not that he doesn't want her around. It's just I don't know what to do with her.
When I'm under, possibly under investigation, but not under investigation.
I mean, yeah. I get it too. When young women are near me, I feel like, what is happening? I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I'm so confused. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go. Don't you see? We don't want you here no more. Like, what is that movie with
Harry and the Hendersons?
So much.
Okay.
Go on. Yeah.
But she says, okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You know, and he's like, all right, sure.
When so, nature calls.
Yeah, I guess.
Ace Ventura.
So they're talking about this knife. They're talking about trying not to get more fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. And you know, Mabel says, don't hand it to me. There's not my fingerprints aren't on it. It proves I didn't do it, et cetera, et cetera. It's a whole big to do. Oliver's grabbing it with plastic, which is smart. And so Oliver has it in his hand, covered in the plastic, and they're arguing back and forth about what to do. And Howard barges in.
Here come Cardigan.
Cardigan, exactly. And he says, and so to cover it up, as he's barging in, Oliver throws the knife and it gets stuck in the ceiling.
Not only does he throw, he screams. He screams, why am I holding this knife? And then he throws it into the air. And I'm like, same. I get it. Yeah. But him.
We cannot commit crimes together.
Oh, no. This would be for the bin, Tyler. But the idea of screaming as you hear someone coming in, why am I holding this knife, is so funny to me. It throws it up. It gets stuck in the ceiling. Howard comes and stands right underneath it and is confessing that he got a black eye the night of Bunny's murder, but he wasn't being honest about it. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Nina punched him is what he said.
Oh, right. Nina punched him.
And so he has his money on Nina being the killer. And he's really pushing that idea. And the whole time, Mabel, Oliver, and Charles are just beside themselves, worried about the knife in the ceiling. So they basically hustle him out of the apartment and they say, okay, great. Thanks for that information. That's great. Bye, bye, bye. And then then they hear a clatter in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And who among us hasn't caused a clatter in a bathroom?
I knock stuff over all the time. You have not caused a clatter in the bathroom, Tyler?
Yeah, no. Like if no one's around to hear it, does the clatter even happen?
That is the question.
Interesting.
Take that to your pipes, Twitter okay. polls.
Yep.
You got a Pokemon go to the Twitter polls. Yeah, absolutely.
There's so in my bathroom in Astoria, instead of the mirror being over the sink, the mirror is actually over the toilet and there's a window over the sink.
Yeah, as someone who sometimes stands up when they use the bathroom, it's not good. It's bad. Yeah, it's like very that. Bad.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but I've used Melissa's bathroom.
There you go. So, yeah, I actually, because I'm like, what's the big problem? And people who stand up to go to the bathroom do tend to dislike my bathroom more than I do. So I mean,
there is. I mean, there is something about locking eyes with yourself and knowing what it looks like when you're actually truly relaxed and relieved. You're just like looking deep into your own eyes going, oh, wow, well, life maybe isn't so bad. Maybe this is what I've been holding at.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really much more than I thought.
Or just close your eyes when you pee like a normal human.
Close your ears. Go. Don't let it. Don't let me hear. Let me see.
Yes. But the thing is, so I have like there's like a shelf, there's a very big ledge on the window, so I put like stuff there, like, you know, cotton balls and other accoutrement that one would have in a bathroom. And so occasionally I'll knock something off from that shelf and then it falls onto the sink, knocks over my toothbrush, and my toothbrush falls into, so yes, I've made I make lots of noise because I am clumsy. Rube
Goldberg machine of being upset with yourself.
Yeah, it's very demoralizing. I hate knocking things over. It's like that again.
There is something specifically embarrassing about it when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you're like, well, I mean, come on. A lot of the times I'll be like, I'm so clumsy today. What's going on? And I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing my freaking glasses. Let me put on my peepers, then all of a sudden my depth perception is better.
It's amazing how that works.
It's crazy. Crazy cupcakes.
But, I'm so mad that they discontinued that game, but that's a conversation for another time. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We're in the bathroom.
We
and a child's there, and
he has a name, and it's an easy one. It's Lucy.
She's no Mrs. Yes. Gambolini, is what I'm saying.
All right.
So
Tyler can only remember one name, and it's that one.
Fair enough.
I have chosen my favorite character, and I will not be swayed. We're in the bathroom. There is a passage hole in underneath the cabinet place. There's a secret passage. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yep.
No. That's what I want you to say, Tyler. There's a secret passageway.
Yeah.
A corridor, a hidden corridor.
And it opens up into a series of tunnels inside of the building.
A series of holes that connect the building, yes.
Thank you. That's exactly. All I'm saying. That's, what is life but a series? You know what? I'm not going to go.
What is life but a series of holes? I mean, listen.
Oh, boy.
You're not wrong, Tyler, when you bring this up.
There's no arguing that.
Oh, God. Okay.
But yes, it is very elaborate. It's not just Bunny's secret elevator. It's pretty much, it seems like you can spy on anyone in the building through this tunnel system.
Yes. And Lucy knows it really well because she used to play hide and seek with a neighbor kid and I got competitive.
Yeah.
Which I could not be more terrified of a thought than to think of, children in my wall.
Yeah, that is absolutely the sort of shit I would have done as a kid.
Ugh.
Same.
I can't remember who in my life has it, but somebody's ringtone, I feel like it's like my Nana or somebody, has like a child's laugh as a ringtone. And I'm like, that's all well and good until that goes off at 2 a.m. That would be like the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if you can't find your phone and someone's trying to call it and it's like in a building and you're just like, oh, what the hell?
To be a fly on the wall, the first time Tyler heard that ringtone go off is the funniest idea to me. Oh my goodness. Amazing. So they decide to split off and Oliver wants to see what Teddy's up to because he's mm-hmm. now terrified that mm-hmm. he's going to fuck him. And
then the line that Oliver gives is, well, if he's gonna screw me, I want to know what to wear, which is very fun. That makes Lucy say, I like him.
Yeah.
Another thing that she said is, I listened to your podcast on 2x speed and both of you have much lower voices than I thought you would, which is very fun.
Pathological.
Gen Z.
Yeah. 2x speed. Oh goodness. Yeah. Anyway,
you think I don't have an attention span?
Listen to the podcast. Maybe that's how I need to listen to the podcast. Maybe I could listen to myself in 2x speed.
I would be Riley. Interested. A-cab. Captain A-cab.
Like that?
Maybe not now. If that's the impression that I'm getting.
Kill me!
All right, where's the chopped and slowed version of the podcast?
Right. Mabel. Mabel, Charles, and Lucy go and they want to see what Nina is up to.
Yes.
So we see what they're doing first, and Nina is still extremely pregnant.
Yeah, she is.
And her man comes in. I assume the father of this child that is in her.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, maybe not.
Hold us to it.
But... No, but that's the assumption, I think, that they want us to make.
Well, I mean, that's what
the assumption that Charles had.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He says, this man says that Bunny had to go. Mm-hmm. And so that's ominous. And there's No, go ahead.
Selena Gomez points to a poster in the corner. And it has like this, seemingly this proposed structure that is to sit on the top of the Arconia.
Yeah,
and they believe that that is like the project that Bunny would not have approved of.
Yeah, it looks
like the boat standing in the way of it.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like some sort of crazy futuristic space. I don't know. It's like a blob. It's not even a dome. It's not solar panels. It's very confusing. Like what even would we call that?
It looks
like a nightmare cloud. What?
A nightmare cloud, I like. Mm-hmm. I said blimp. Looks like a dirigible.
Yeah.
It looks like something from the World's Fair.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. So.
Big can of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
If only.
So then her man starts to get frisky.
Yeah, it rolls.
Yeah,
they both get frisky, and it
yeah,
does
not ruin. All men, Melissa.
Oh, okay, right. Well,
sometimes
I mean,
pregnant lady also.
Well, yes, but he initiates it, and then she's very into it. That's very
true.
Consensual.
And it is at that point that Charles goes, "This is unethical."
Yes, and then his nose starts bleeding, and Lucy says, "Oh, you still do that." Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we
see. Very rude thing to say.
Is that something's unethical?
No, about like that's still happening. Like, can he like clean himself up? Like, do you have to point that out to him? Rude.
I'm sorry you've never fallen in love with a child and taking care of them.
Don't be sorry for me. I don't want that, sir.
That's fair enough.
What a way to put that.
Yeah, I know. It was coming out wrong, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick the landing. I think everyone can derive context of what I mean by that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, everyone can.
I'm sorry you've never loved a child before.
No.
Not even as a child. But we continue. So, we're with what? Oliver's a thing again now, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, take it away. Yeah, no, I want to hear Tyler. Tyler, what's Oliver doing?
So Oliver is in another part of the hole, and he is spying on Teddy and Teddy's boy.
Theo.
And they're yelling at each other and like signing back. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not taking
Teddy
this part.
Teddy and Theo are both Theodore.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, okay. So Teddy and Junior. Yeah. Are mad at each other. The boy one has a new lawyer now, so his dad is very upset because he feels like they are like splitting off, and like it's good, better to present a united front. And he also just feels like his son is like abandoning him, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's all he's trying to do in his mind is protect his offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's then then the boy leaves very upset, and Teddy cries.
And Oliver is like, damn, now I feel something.
And he's also like recording it though, which is
yeah. I mean, that's legal in New York.
It is. Doesn't make it right, does it?
No, that's true.
Legal doesn't make it right.
That's true. There's a couple moments that I want to talk about in that little scene there. Number one, it's very interesting to see an argument in sign language. Just like logistically, it's very interesting. And then also there's a moment where Theo gets so upset that he does actually shout as well as sign. Yeah. And I thought that was a really great way of like letting the audience know how upset this person is. It was very cool and very moving. Excellent acting. Feel very sad for Nathan Lane. Yeah. Despite him being a bad person in the context of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't commit, you know, murders.
Yeah, don't do a murder.
Did he do a murder or was he just organized crime? Did he do a murder? I can't remember.
He covered for Theo, I believe, is essentially what happened.
Didn't they push a lady off a roof or something?
Yeah, I believe. Didn't Theo push her?
Yeah. Now I remember. Yep.
It's all coming back. Coming back to you now.
Yeah, so I'm good on him being sad.
Yeah, fair. But it is moving. And even Oliver is moved by it, actually, in this father-son situation. Yeah. It makes him want to go see his son.
Mm-hmm.
He says out loud, I believe, at some point.
Yeah, in this next scene.
Yeah. So they decide to go visit. They have like a little conference about what they just found out. And our trio and Lucy decide that they're going to go visit Nina and like kind of push her to
Because they didn't record the thing, and so they're going to record her now this time.
Yes,
because Oliver is the one that's constantly recording, and so he wasn't there, so
right,
didn't happen.
So they decide to give her a gift,
question mark. And
exactly. And they put together a basket with a blanket, which I believe is Oliver's dog's blanket, the dog that we don't see, which is upsetting. Because I always want to see that bulldog. And then there's a tennis ball, and she says it's wet. And Mabel was like, I washed it, which is amazing. And there's a can of vegan tuna, and what was the fourth thing? There was one other thing.
I don't remember what it was, but it was something equally awful.
Silly.
Yeah. Just the worst things.
And then she more like she gets like really sentimental and like wishes that Bunny, her mentor, was there because she mm-hmm. wait, am I jumping the gun a bit?
Just a touch. Yeah, they're trying to talk about, you know, they're starting to get on her about where they're needling her about the Bunny situation. And
yes. Sorry, yes.
Things start to getting more and more tense. And I forget exactly what they said, but I think Oliver actually says spill it and her water breaks.
Yes.
Yes. And then all of them act as if they've never seen any sort of media where a woman's water breaks. They're all like, what's going on?
And do you know, like, I feel like if I saw that happening, I, even knowing as much as I know, might react the same way.
Fair enough. If you're not expecting it, I'm sure.
No,
but then...
I would have known to boil water at the very least. The most true. Useful thing that you could do.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I think I would have figured it out after the initial panic. But Charles does so good. Mm-hmm. They all instantly become, they become very human and they're very concerned about her when they do realize what's happening.
Except for Oliver, who is continuing to try and get a confession out of her.
Yeah.
Which point for me as Oliver.
Fair.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Hopefully someone will have to go back and add up all the points at the end of the series.
No one
this will.
Will
be my this will be my solitary point. I'm calling it now.
Because there is a moment later on where Mabel goes, I'm really fucking worried. And I'm like, that's Tyler. There he goes.
But Charles is lovely. He sees a photo that is pretty clearly Nina with her mother and asks who that is and says, was she a good, because she's worried that she's not going to be a good mom. Was she a good mom? Yes, because she cared about me so much. And Charles really, really does a lot of work towards comforting her, convincing her that she's going to be okay in this crisis mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. She grabs the tennis ball and starts squeezing it, which is great. Mm-hmm. They put the blanket down on the floor. So the stuff that they brought, some of it actually was helpful, which is amazing. And then Charles goes on this rant about how he might have to deliver this baby, but he had to deliver a lot of babies in this, in various performances he did. So he should be fine.
On a TV show called Deliver.
Yeah. Yeah.
As he's like, I got this, it all should be good. And then the EMTs show up and both he and Nina say in unison, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Do I deliver or do I deliver?
Ah.
And that was also his line from The Deliverer.
So silly. It's so silly. I love it. So Mabel and Lucy are kind of standing back, having a conversation. And Lucy is kind of musing about how great Charles is and like how what a good dad he would have been or was, mm-hmm. essentially. And Mabel says to Lucy, she can be honest with Charles. And knows that there's more to the reason why Lucy came to see Charles than she's letting on.
Mm-hmm.
So then Charles takes the knife, which has fallen out of the ceiling at some point.
They're all doing a recap. They're like, what a day. This happened, and Chekhov's knife. And everyone goes, oh, right.
Yeah. It's great. And Oliver takes the knife. Mm-hmm. And then he is like, okay, I've got something to do. And my assumption turned out to be the correct one.
Okay, brag.
Sometimes I figure things out. I don't know why I just did the hair flip motion without actually flipping hair that I do have. I'm just flipping the air next to my hair.
Toss.
So Lucy says to Charles that he shouldn't feel bad about Jan, like falling for Jan, because she was listening to the podcast and up until she was revealed as the murderer of Tim Kono, Lucy thought that Jan was good fit for him. So she hopes that he finds someone. She's actually been fighting with her mom, and it's because she doesn't like the new husband. And it seems like the biggest reason is that is not that it's he's a bad guy, but that, you know, she wishes it were Charles. She doesn't say that part, but
yeah,
it is heavily implied. She kind of trails off at one point. Charles says that she didn't he didn't know that he was allowed to talk to her, which is why he waited so long, because, you know, her mom had said no contact. And so basically, all of that is now spoken and they've reconnected. It's very sweet. They're crying.
Really great performance from Steve.
Yeah, it's really lovely, I think.
Yeah. He does some really good acting in this episode, to be honest.
He does. It's a really good Charles episode. Then Oliver shows up at his son's, not high school, elementary school rehearsal, and starts actually helping. So it's very sweet, and they're having a moment too. And he makes a terrible Judy Garland joke.
It did make me laugh, though.
He's bribing the kids to get on the yellow brick road. They're doing Wizard of Oz by with, you know, I have a big bag of Skittles and you can have Skittles if you get on the yellow brick road, and they follow suit. And he says that's what they did with Judy Garland, except that it was amphetamines.
It's like, is not correct. Sad, yeah. But she also
she was a kid in that, though.
Yeah, she was like 15. Doesn't
make it not what they did.
Very bad. Yeah, she had a very sad life.
True. No, I know she did, but I didn't realize it was quite that early.
But Midwestern excellence, go Minnesota.
Yeah.
He gave you Judy Garland, Prince, and Bob Dylan, so you're welcome, I guess.
I mean, yeah. Yes. Lucy, it turns out, had tried to come to see Charles the night of her mom's wedding, which was the night that Bunny died, slash the night that they were celebrating solving Tim Kono's murder, et cetera, et cetera.
And got arrested, yeah.
Yeah. So we see a lot more than she tells Charles, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we see this flashback to a couple weeks ago, and she had been in the hallway, like texting with Charles, and Charles said, you know, I can't tonight. And so she's like standing like right behind him in the hallway as he's saying, I can't tonight. And so she's feeling very dejected. She goes into the wall. She has the key to Charles's apartment, and she goes into the tunnels through the bathroom. And we see that she is recording this video that she had been, that they had teased at the beginning of the episode. So she is recording that video, and we see a person walking towards her. She goes very quiet, tries to stay hidden. And we see this person, this figure with a full mask over their face, like a big
ski mask,
big old ski mask. Yeah. Covering their entire face.
And a jumpsuit, very Jason Voorhees, and a flashlight.
Yeah. And this person, it's very tense, but never does see Lucy as far as we can tell, does not let on that he or she has seen Lucy if they have. So we hear a commotion, probably the murder, I would guess, through the fence. So in current time, Lucy tells Charles that there's some shit going on in the building and that she wants him to be careful. And he's like, why do I feel like everyone knows more than I do about what's going on in my building? And then it's revealed that Charles has missed a whole lot of phone calls from an unknown number. And then we go to see him visit Jan in jail or prison, wherever she is currently. I would imagine. And she is the unknown caller that has been calling him so many times. And that is the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So what do we think?
This is a 3.5 for me. Like, I feel like this is like a really solid episode. I really enjoyed a lot of the performances this time around. There were spots where it just really dragged for me. Really, the Lucy bits, I also just like just don't like the character I'm finding, like in the slightest. Like anytime they're on screen, I'm annoyed. So that probably factors into the rating a bit.
I should say so, yeah.
I thought like the Steve Martin or Charles bit with the pregnant lady and what followed was really sweet and wonderful. I think I know who did it based on the sneeze, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The person that comes after in the hallway sneezes as well. I'm like, there's someone from the first season that has allergies that I need to remember. Yeah. Yeah, so I also, my mind's a ticking. I'm interested to hear your thoughts, Tyler, if you want to bring them up now or if you want to save them for later.
Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen, of course.
Who's Ben Vereen?
Go home.
Oh. I am home.
Go Homer.
Stop!
But no, I do not think it is Ben Vereen.
No, probably not. We've not seen Ben Vereen in this television show.
Okay. I give this episode a 5.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Excellent episode. I laughed out loud at least 6 times. A lot of the performances, as I've made clear, were incredible, in my opinion, in this. I teared up a couple of times. Like, not full on crying, but like I was very moved by the scene with the Demases and with even with Oliver and his son. Maybe I'm just weepy today, but also all the stuff with Charles in terms of Charles and Nina, but also Charles and Lucy. That's always really like found family stuff is always really beautiful to me. And also like there's this meta element to Steve Martin's performance in this show specifically, where Steve as a person is not comfortable being vulnerable. That's been like one of his main issues personally and professionally as both a, you know, father and actor and writer and comedian. And to see him finally be able to do that as a performer is really lovely.
Hmm.
And I think a lot of it speaks to the fact that he feels safe making this show because it is his show. And he is kind of like, he feels comfortable there. And then he and Marty have just such a great rapport. And like I said, Selena gives some really good performances. Like there's a moment where, again, she's listening, like she gets really emotional about something. I don't know. She's just like really keened in all these episodes, but particularly this episode. And it made me laugh really hard. It was silly. Everything I look for in a TV show like this. So great job.
Yeah, I think it's the strongest episode of the season so far. I'm going to give it a 4.25. I didn't love it quite as much. I don't know. I'm still on the scale from last season, episode 7.
Sure.
Which is the mostly silent episode, which I think is superlative. But I found a lot of the moments very touching. I thought that the mystery element was really interesting. I liked the twists and turns. I loved the ridiculous knife stuff. That was very fun. It was very good at being a comedy while still being, it was good at being all the things that it is. It's a comedy. It's a mystery. Very solid. I love that we brought back something from last season, actually many things from last season, but it's really nice to see them following through with a lot of stuff that they planted. Like it feels very intentional and is clearly very intentional. So
I agree. And also to counter Tyler's point, I really loved Lucy as a character. I thought she was great, but I understand that not everyone feels that way about everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you, Melissa, that it does feel very intentional, because sometimes you get these, like, you know, when you have a sequel or a season two that isn't necessarily expected, you don't get to, like, build on the things from the first one, and you can kind of tell that they're, like, laying down the tracks. Whereas this does, say, feel, as you said, intentional, which is great.
Yeah, because I also feel like, especially with a lot of procedurals and stuff, it can be, I mean, with stuff like Murder, She Wrote, which is my first example of murder mysteries, essentially, in my life, it was a lot of, like, episode murder of the week. And while, of course, we're not doing that, that's never been what it is. Things now are much more like season by season, right? So the fact that it's that, because I thought we were going to get a lot more standalone stuff. Like, I did not think we were going to see Nathan Lane or James, is it James? The name of the actor who plays Theo, I've forgotten. I apologize.
I don't.
But no. But yes, I did not see them coming back.
Yeah,
like I was very surprised to see them back.
I agree. And I was very surprised to see Jan again as well, which is interesting to see where that goes. But yeah, I think the whole thing's very fun. Yeah. In as much as it's interconnected. But
any final thoughts?
Nah, man, I'm Gucci. No. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Okay.
It's 7 p.m. I crashed from the espresso I had. I'm ready to tuck in.
Excellent. I'm going to go make some dinner and shut my computer down for the weekend. No, nice. I don't know.
Tyler, any thoughts?
And I have a train to run to catch.
Oh, all right. You go catch that train.
All right. Now comes to a close. Yep. There's a formality.
Gavel sound.